This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado communities are losing out on about $200 million in federal funding. Congress canceled state requests in the funding bill that just passed to keep the government open. The Colorado Coalition for the Homeless was in line to get $4 million to rehab a property in Denver. The coalition's Kathy Alderman says it will be hard to replace those funds.
We were feeling confident that we would get the support that we needed for this project, and now we're kind of back to the drawing board.
Many groups will resubmit their requests for 2026. A wolf released by Colorado in January has been killed in Wyoming. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The news comes after the USDA responded to a report of 5 dead sheep in the region last week. A spokesperson says agents found evidence consistent with a wolf attack. They then killed a wolf at the same location later that day. Turns out the animal was a part of Colorado's controversial wolf restoration program. Further inspection revealed a collar attached by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The state agency captured the male in British Columbia in January before releasing it on the western slope. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Rallies today in Denver and Greeley bring a couple of high-profile politicians to Colorado. Senator Bernie Sanders and U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're at the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley at 1 p.m. and in Denver's Civic Center Park this afternoon at 5. And in Denver, a sunny day, highs close to 60. Colorado Springs in the mid-50s this afternoon, then warmer tomorrow. There's mountain snow tonight and on Saturday. Grand Junction has a mostly sunny day, with temperatures rising through the weekend. In Boulder, 55 today, Aspen, 41. This is CPR News, NKRCC.